As a guest of this wedding, did you have to drive 200 miles to get here?
I did.
And do you, Mr. Johnson, have to drive all the way back home again this evening?
I do.
Well, I declare that perhaps you better get a travel lodge.
Wedding coming up. Better get a travel lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort at travelodge.co.uk.
If you want to go big on your next meal, go Jumbo XL Big, babes. Aldi's Ecuadorian Jumbo XL prawns are super succulent. They taste well nice and grill well good. Go all fancy with Aldi, specially selected.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, Ash is upstairs spinning tunes, and the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £185 million.
I think that deserves a whoop whoop. Thank you, faraway person. Get in tonight's EuroMillions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
It's Friday morning, just after 7 o'clock. Toby Tarrant here, in for Chris Moyles, just for this morning. This is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the man accused of driving a car that hit Liverpool fans at Monday's trophy parade will appear in court later. Paul Doyle is charged with offences, including GBH and dangerous driving. Our reporter Chris Chambers has more on this.
Legal proceedings are now active, so we can say he's 53. We can say he's from Burghill Road in West Derby, and that he's been remanded in custody to appear before Liverpool Magistrates Court this morning. We also had it confirmed by police yesterday that 79 people suffered injuries. 50 of those went to hospital.
In other news this morning, Radio X has been told children as young as 14 look to have been selling knives to other young people on apps like Snapchat. The Met Police are working to clamp down on it and carrying out early morning raids. We've asked Snapchat for a response, haven't had a reply yet. Donald Trump will be able to continue with his trade tariffs for now. A trade court had tried to block lots of them earlier this week, but an appeals court says they can continue. There'll be another hearing over it next week. And Ricky Gervais will be honoured with his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame tonight. He's getting it for his work in TV, including The Office and Afterlife.
I've never been to Hollywood and seen the, like, wall, what's it called, the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
I swear pretty much everyone's on there now. I mean, I think probably you and I are on there, I'd imagine.
We're on there somewhere, yeah. But you're on holiday, so they haven't done you.
No, they haven't done me yet. How have you been?
Yes, long time ago.
How, because I feel like there's so many names now. Surely after a while, like, you get a some people get a rubbish street. Do you know what I mean?
Literally just tucked around the corner.
Yeah, just by the bins.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never been, genuinely. Is it like, is it all through the middle, or are they just dotted all over the place?
It's basically like on a pavement, basically. There's just wall-to-wall famous names.
Do they, after a while, like, go, no one remembers you, mate. Let's get rid of your star, Gervais. You can have this slot.
They just paint over them.
Is that what happens? That's a sad day,
that's
isn't
terrible.
It?
Sport.
Luke Humphreys has won the Premier League darts title for the first time. He beat world champion Luke Littler in the final. The world number one won 11-8 at the O2 in London last night. He takes home the top prize of £275,000. It was a mixed day for the Brits at the French Open tennis. Jack Draper came through a four-set thriller to reach the third round. He's joined by Cam Norrie, but Katie Bolter was knocked out by the American seventh seed Madison Keys. Iga Swiatek and Carlos Alcaraz are amongst...
Alcaraz? I said it properly.
They're amongst the big names in action today.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
When most new newsreaders say it correctly, they don't then say, oh, I've said it correctly. I'm aware of that, sorry. It's going to be cloudy today, a bit of rain for the north and the east. Brighter sunshine elsewhere, a few showers possible later. Warm in the southeast. Temperatures up to 25 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Honestly, it's very impressive how seamlessly you can drift in and out of English, Spanish.
Exactly. It's good, isn't it?
Can't let that collapse.
You're such a polyglot.
I really am.
Well, yeah. Is that good?
I think so.
Oh, good.
I think the word is polyglot.
Yes, I am a polyglot.
It's either that or that's a Pokemon. I can't remember.
Ah, okay. I'll take B.
There used to be a kid at my school. Oh.
You've told me, I know what you're going to say. You've told me about him before.
It used to drive me and my mate Tom insane. In Spanish.
Yeah.
He would, they'd go around the class. And obviously you're like 14 years old. Mm. And they'd go around the class. Okay, Toby, can you do it? And I go, yeah. Queso, por favor. Okay. And then my mate Tom would be next to me. Yeah. Adios, señorita. Mm. And then it would go to this kid, Ollie. Sí, señor. I was like, this feels racist, if anything. It was the most over-the-top Spanish. I couldn't do it. I was like, miss, come on. I go, miss, come on. She's going, no, it's really good. I was like, it's not good. It's annoying. But also, you know, like whenever you go abroad, because I do try, I always say this, right?
Mm.
Just learn hello, thank you,
yeah,
please,
yeah,
and sorry.
Learn something. Yeah.
And like, especially when you got like Pips and I are in South Korea.
Mm.
If you walk into a restaurant and say Annyeong Haseyo, they lose their mind.
Right, so, okay.
So that I agree with.
Yeah.
But you know when people say, oh, they really appreciate when you try the language. Mm. There's times where I've been in France because I do like a little bit of un peu.
Yeah.
Oh. I do un peu français.
Un peu, oui.
And I'm talking it and I'm looking at them looking at me thinking, are you sure they appreciate me trying?
They know what's going on. You know what's going on.
All I'm doing at the minute is butchering their language. And the guy's looking at me, and I know he speaks English better than my French.
He'll reply to you in English as well. Yeah. It's so disheartening.
He'll just go, yeah, that's fine, mate. Yeah, I'll bring over two beers, yeah.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
So, I am covering Chris Moyles for one day today. I've got an hour of music from 9 o'clock. We're going to play a game of Sticky Twisty later, which I'm excited about.
I love
well.
That game.
It's great fun.
It's a good game. We should market that one.
We should.
Yeah.
If I don't do it, Channel 5 will.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to be rummaging around in Dom's sack and see what we find as well. And as I am covering Chris for one day, I'd imagine, producer James, you've pulled out all the stops. So come on, lay it on me. Who's the guest? Is it? Who is it? We're looking at Samuel L. Jackson? Barack?
The guest is already here.
The guest is already here.
It's Dom.
And hello. Sorry for the disappointment.
I would have been more interviewer-like had I known.
Yeah.
Only the best.
I would have been
a bit more... You missed Jackie Chan this week. Tim Key came in. He was brilliant.
Tim Key was yesterday.
Yeah.
He was, you were on holiday?
Yeah.
To be fair, I was on holiday.
Yeah.
Good. So you're my guest, are you, Dom?
Sorry, mate.
What are you releasing? Are you releasing another fitness DVD?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Well, I look forward.
It's called Look at My Legs.
Well, I'll be talking to Dominic Byrne all about his fitness regime. But first, Fall Out Boy on Radio X.
She says she's no good with words, but I'm worse. But it started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. Way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight it's a can't get much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like. I'm 2 quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. She needs them just to get by. Always fold just before you found out. Drink up, it's last call, last resort, but only the first mistaken. I'm 2 quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice.
sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. Won't you show me little bit of spark you've been saving for his bed rest?
Toby Tarrant here, in for Chris Moyles, joined by producer James, newsreader Dominic Byrne, and Captain Crapbeard.
Hello, Toby.
Hi, guys. It's very lovely to have you here, because before you turned off at 7 o'clock, oh, there was no audio being produced at all.
Absolutely. Yeah. There was a dearth.
Oh.
You're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Captain, basically, I've decided that Captain's got the easiest job in the world.
Right.
And that it's just copy and paste.
Right. Okay. That's all he does is copy and paste.
Oh, Toby, nice. If we ever record anything, like little promos you have to play in the later in the day, Toby does a hideous job of voicing them, and he goes, you'll fix that in post.
Fix it in post.
And he has latched onto that phrase. I've worked here for nearly 3 years, and the amount of times she said, you'll pick the bones out of that, won't you?
Literally
give him
the worst audio ever, and I go, you can pick the bones out of that, can you?
You got an easy job, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Just copy.
They'll give you something to do.
Can you just control V or something? I don't know. Anyway, lovely to see you, mate. Oh, it's nice to be respected, isn't it?
Are you enjoying your holiday?
I am. Yeah, I've been dragged out of bed on my holiday. Somebody texts in saying, morning, Toby, great show. Your employer may be in breach of the Working Time Regulations Act.
Oh.
Because this is technically me on holiday. So could I sue Devo?
Yeah, possibly. Give it a go.
He's on holiday as well.
Is he?
Yeah.
Two blokes in the courtroom suing each other, both in Hawaiian shirts.
I'm still on holiday, so. Yeah.
Just whilst the judge is reading out the verdict, you can just hear slurping, and I've just got a pina colada. Sorry, crack on, mate. Don't let me keep you. Executive producer Pippa, former executive producer Pippa of The Chris Moyle Show, has started her new job at Heart this week. And I'm starting to worry that this radio station was the only thing stopping her completely losing the plot.
Ah.
Oh, no.
So, a couple of things have gone on. So, we had my sister's wedding on Friday.
Which was
brilliant. We had such a great day.
Yeah.
Pippa's got this, like, recurring issue with her Achilles tendon. Has she told you about this?
No. I don't think so.
Every now and then, it gets quite stiff and sore.
Right.
And she's decided that when it kicks in, she shuffles. She goes, the only way I can describe it is if you've seen Elton John in the last 10 years.
Oh, no, she has told me that because then she did her Elton John impression. And that's why, yes.
You go and see Elton.
Yes.
He doesn't get up from the piano much.
Yeah.
But at the start, you do have to watch him walk to the piano.
That's right.
And it's this shuffle where he's leant slightly forwards, right? And that's how she walks. So whenever she starts walking like that, I laugh and start singing Rocket Man.
That's good. You're not a trained doctor, are you?
So every now and then she'll message me going, I'm walking like Elton today. And then she'll come into the front room and I'll go, morning, Reginald, stuff like that. It's good to see. Yeah, banter. Anyway, it's usually if she's walked loads in like uncomfortable shoes or something.
Right.
But at my sister's wedding, she's worked out it's because she was, you know, teaching the dance floor a lesson.
Oh, right, okay.
In inappropriate footwear.
Going in.
And she's in full Elton John mode at the minute.
Is she? So people at Heart think this is just this how
Jamie Feekson must think that she just walks like Elton John all the time. So she's been shuffling around the last week. And then last night, I've got this, like, ice pack thingy that I use for my dodgy back sometimes.
Yeah.
And she's like calling out from the other room, can I use your ice thingy on my foot?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, of course, yeah. And she's making bear in mind, I'm normally the one, you know, making a fuss.
Mm.
She's howling in the other room. Oh, ah, oh.
Oh.
And I'm like, what is going on? Anyway, I carry on, I have to cover. I'll go check on her in a sec.
Yeah.
Not scream.
When I come in, she's, you're meant to put it, because it's freezing cold.
Yes.
You're meant to put it in this little mesh bag.
Otherwise, so you don't get frostbite, essentially,
She's put it on directly.
Oh.
Oh, God.
And, like, somehow withstood the pain. Anyway, she's basically given herself frostbite.
Oh, no.
So she's
black.
It's gone all red.
Oh, no.
I said, well, she may have to lose the foot. But she'll be walking better than she is at the minute.
Absolutely.
I know. So then she was Googling it.
Yeah.
She started freaking out.
Yeah.
She's like, apparently it freezes the water particles on your skin or something.
Yeah.
So then she was dabbing it with a warm flannel, which was what ChatGPT told her to do. And I just at this point just burst out laughing. I'm just watching this woman who's walking like Elton John, dabbing her frostbite with a warm towel. Anyway, so that's one palaver.
Yeah.
Also, Wednesday night, went to go see Francis Rossi with my dad.
Yeah.
Me, Pips and Dad went to the pub first in London and then we jumped off and went down to Guildford to go and see Francis Rossi live. Brilliant night. Me and Dad went for a meal beforehand, so I haven't checked my phone in an hour and a half.
Right.
When we finished, I checked my phone, loads of missed calls from Pippa.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh no, what's going on? I've called her. I did feel bad. She's in a right tiz.
Mm. She's locked herself out. She hasn't brought her keys with her. I've got the other set. The other person we give our spare keys to, not round either. She's been calling me frantically because she can't get in. She calls me. She's got a locksmith round.
Right.
Oh, no. He's had to do that. She's tried it with the old... They've got a little device that's meant to try and get through the door.
Yeah.
No luck. They've had to basically smash in the lock and put a new one in.
Because they're cheap, aren't they, those guys?
Do you know what they charged...
Well, I know they're expensive. No. I dread to think how much it is.
Thing is, she was so upset about it, I couldn't say, did you not ask how much it was going to cost before they did it? Because I didn't have the heart to... I still haven't said that to her now.
No.
Terrified.
Just on national radio.
But she was really upset.
Yeah.
Do anyone want to guess a number?
£120.
I'd say about 150 quid.
Yeah, I was going to say 130.
They charged Pippa...
It's
horrendous.
No, it's more.
It's so much more.
Really?
She called me up basically a bit teary and said we could have had a holiday for this. I think they've just taken the mick.
£250.
£700.
No way.
I don't know what.
Oh, no.
And I wasn't there. And I was like, okay. What? I was like, if you paid it, she's like, basically, I shouted at the man and pretty much cried and he put it down to like 600 and something.
No, that's obscene.
It's insane.
Yeah, yeah. That's...
So he's just basically taking the mick. He's turned up, seen a lady by herself.
That's terrible.
She goes, she's walking like Elton John. Yeah. She's not going to run away from me. She's got frostbite.
She's got frostbite. No, that's obscene amount of money.
That is bad though, isn't it?
Yes.
Gut, she's devastated.
150 quid is expensive to get into your own
place. It was insane. I couldn't be like, it already happened, and I couldn't be like, did you not want to check before?
But then what does she do? She's got to get in.
I know, but surely if you
checked into a 5-star hotel for the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
That's loads of options, James.
Yeah.
None of which Elton decided were appropriate.
Oh, no.
So I just had to be really sympathetic. Oh, I'm really sorry that's happened. It's all right. You know, it's only money. I'm thinking it's not only money. It's 700 quid. Absolute madness.
That is incredible.
Oh, I know. Unbelievable. Anyway, she's been gone a week and she's 700 quid in the red and she's walking around like Rocket Man.
The Chris Miles Show
with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
With Skoda, it's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
New Aqua Una Primer is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
It's made to get a grip on all major surfaces.
From wood to metal, tiles to UPVC, inside or out, this stuff sticks.
And it's made to be recoat ready in 60 minutes.
So we can get the job done.
Dulux Trade Aqua Una Primer. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Claim your free Aqua Una Primer sample today at participating merchants while stocks last.
Are you tired of asking the big questions like, what's the meaning of life? Does God even exist? And how much swearing can you fit into a West End musical? You're in luck. The Book of Mormon has the answers. Well, to one of them at least. See the show that the Daily Mail calls outrageously profane with a beautiful heart. The Book of Mormon might not answer all of life's great questions, but it's the funniest, most outrageous show to ever hit the West End. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
All young creatives, kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
The Virgin Atlantic holiday sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
Really? Come on, let's go.
Hear that? That's the sound of my customers leaving.
When your broadband doesn't work, neither does your business.
Will Sky Business keep me up and running, no matter what?
With 4G backup and our Stay Connected guarantee, better believe it. Let our dedicated Sky Business team handle your switch today.
That's more like it.
Subject to availability. For T's and C's, visit skybusiness.com.
Ready, steady, the Toyota-thon sale event is on!
Race down to your nearest Toyota centre and save up to an extra £1,000 on a new Toyota. But hurry, deals must end 31st of May. The Toyota-thon sale event is on. Offer valid on eligible new vehicle orders 1st to 31st of May and registered by 31st of July 2025. Retail customers only. T&Cs apply. See toyota.co.uk for details.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Toby. In for Moyle'sy. Just for today. Well, not just for today, because you'll probably be in for him in future. But just for today, this week.
The 4 till 7 thing starts at 4 till 7 thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
At Morrison's, for this week's fresh weekly specials, save a third on our British rump steak. Now £16 per kilo. So get out the pan, turn up the heat and whip up a storm in the kitchen. Go on, treat yourself and someone you really love to a delicious steak dinner. All without breaking the bank. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores online may vary, subject to availability. Excludes Morrison's Deli. Was £24.50 per kilo, ends 5th of June.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
You're listening to The Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant on Radio X.
Radio X.
Mr. No Can Do.
is Radio X.
Hear that, princess, let down your hair. Top of the tower, way up there. Got your rings and your bangles of gold. You got your fairy tale the way it got told. So how you doing? How you doing? When's enough enough for you? So your light is really my truth. Knew that when I met you. Yeah, 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 yeah. So how you doing? How you doing? When's enough enough for you?
James, I've found it. I found it. Don't you worry. Stereophonic, seems like you don't know me on Radio X. Toby Tarrant here, in for Chris Moyles for one day only. And so it's not every day I get to peek inside Dominic Byrne's sack, but here we are.
It's an unusual sack today.
Is it?
It's a one-item sack.
Okay.
There's only one in the sack.
Okay.
And that item...
Like Hitler?
Yeah. That item... A bit like Hitler.
There's only one in the sack.
And that item is for you, Toby.
Is it?
Yes. Didn't think we'd be talking about Hitler
during the letter speech, I'll be honest with you.
Actually, did he have... No,
did he
have one or three? I can never remember if he had an extra one.
No, he had
one.
Yeah.
There was a song that told us.
There is a song.
One.
Something about the Albert Hall.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
The more I hear about this guy, the more I don't like him.
Yeah, exactly.
Continue.
Toby, this is for you.
Okay.
From?
Oh, my mates. Oh, this is very exciting. Oh, yes. The unmistakable logo of Pretty Green.
Yes.
I love Pretty Green. Morning, Pretty Green. Love you. They listen to Radio X. I'll be honest. I'd be raging if Pretty Green didn't listen to Radio.
Well, exactly right.
I'd say we're not hitting our target audience.
Yeah. Ever tell you once that I was about to go into a meeting with our boss to do what's called in the biz a snoop? Right. Where, and they're horrible. I don't really have to do them as much anymore.
So what happens in a snoop?
So when you first start out, you'd have to do a lot of them, like once a month. You sit down with your boss and you basically listen back to old links, and he goes, you know, he says things like, you're talking about willies a lot.
You mentioned Hitler during the letter.
Jadji, maybe we should snoop more often, come to think of it. Actually, true story, I once went into it, and I don't mind. They're quite useful. It's just the fact that I hate listening to myself back.
Right.
Some people hate listening while it's happening. But so anyway, once we sat down, he got his laptop out and he goes, should we just listen to today's show? And I went, yeah, fine. And I swear to God, it was like a comedy sketch. We both burst out laughing. He just started fast forwarding through the show, and every time it stopped, I basically went, beaver, willy, horse, just saying the stupidest words. Pumpkin patch. I was like, what? He was like, what were you doing today? I was like, I don't know. Anyway.
What have you got? What have they sent you to?
Oh, sorry. Oh, anyway, sorry, I never finished my story.
Oh, yeah, sorry, go on.
So I was saying about how Prissy Green really should be listening to Radio X.
Absolutely.
So I was walking into my meeting once ago and have a snoop with my boss, and Johnny Vaughan comes into the office, and me and our boss Devo are going into the room, and he goes, where are you going? What are you doing? What's happening in there? Why are you going to a meeting? Because Johnny needs to know everything that's happening.
Yes, yeah.
And I said, I've got a meeting with Devo. He's like, what about? What are you talking about? And I was like, I've got a snoop. And he goes, a snoop? He goes to Devo, he goes, he's snooping Toby. He goes, you can't snoop Toby. He's the listener. and Devo was like, what? He goes, we should be getting advice from him. He's the whole guy we're trying to get listening to this station. I went, cheers, Johnny. Thanks, mate. He's always got my back on, Johnny.
Got your back, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, now. Comes with a letter. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, I thought it might say, Toby, you're a loved customer.
The delivery receipt.
We love the show. Just the delivery receipt.
Yeah.
There we go.
Less Hitler, please.
Oh, no.
Love, Pretty Green.
Oh.
What have you got?
Now, this is a bit of me, this. So, how do you feel about this?
Let's have a look.
It is a polo shirt.
Now, this is awkward.
What?
So, was it yesterday?
Was it
Wednesday?
Wednesday or yesterday?
Chris was sent something from Pretty Green.
Did he choose the same thing?
It's exactly the same thing.
You're kidding
me.
Can
you please wear them on the same day?
Oh, now.
Now, he had a bowling... Tiff said it looked like a bowling top.
I got that as well.
Yes, so he's not allowed to wear that. So Tiff has said he's not allowed to wear
it. Oh, Tiff doesn't like it.
No.
Yeah, thanks, Tiff.
So you can wear that. There's no clash there, as in the bowling one.
Oh, that's my Tony Soprano shirt.
But with this one, now, it is exactly what they've sent, Chris.
Do you know how this happens as well?
No.
So Chris will be gutted about this. They send you, they're very kindly, Pretty Green, get in touch and go, hi guys, we've got a new range of things coming out. Here's like 20 odd items.
Yeah.
Pick a couple that you like.
Yeah.
So me and Chris have picked the exact same two.
Right.
Oh,
it's nice, isn't it?
It's so nice. I was thinking for golf.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, but now I can't ever wear it at the same day as Chris.
Well, or he could wear it one morning. We'll know he's wearing it.
We'll text you.
We'll text you.
Yes.
And you'll be in by 10 a.m.
That is so much more simple than the way I was thinking.
What are you going
to
do?
I was about to say, does Chris lay out what he's going to wear tomorrow the night before?
Ah, right.
In which case, I'll message Tiff and get... Yeah. But that makes way more sense.
Yeah, yeah.
What Captain said.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so...
We'll message you one morning if he wears it to work.
Okay, so when he wears that next...
And colour of jeans and trainers.
Yes! Yeah,
we'll do the whole shebang.
Oh, because Chris hates the clothes I wear. So if he finds out that we're wearing... Oh, look, James just put a photo of him putting it on.
There he is. Was this yesterday, James, or Wednesday?
Yesterday.
Oh, that is excellent.
Yeah.
I reckon... He's going to wear that soon.
Yeah, it looks great, actually. They're nice and
I love
fitted,
it.
Aren't they?
Well, thank you very much, Pretty Green. Okay, yeah. Next time he walks into work wearing that, just message me immediately.
Absolutely.
Okay? Thank you very much. That's a much better idea than waiting for Tiff to spy on him. Friday morning, 30th of May. Got an hour of music coming up from 9 o'clock, which I'm very, very excited about. A game of Sticky Twisty to look forward to. A couple of news stories.
And I still haven't even opened the Daily Star. Can you imagine how good this show is going to get when I open the Daily Star? 7:39, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Spread your love on Radio X. Club, spread your love on Radio X. Friday morning, 7:42. Hope you're having the most magnificent of weeks so far. If you just joined us, we were talking about the fact that Hitler only had one testicle.
That's not the takeaway from today's show.
No. Oh, and thanks, Pretty Green.
Yeah, Pretty Green for sending me a lovely T-shirt. Yeah.
Time for the ads, you know.
Yeah. Really? Craig says, a boy in our school had free balls. His nickname was E.T., the extra testicle. Oh,
the Chris Miles Show.
With Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
It was just another day. A familiar drive through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend. And he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize. Driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more.
just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £185 million.
I think that deserves a whoop whoop. Thank you, faraway person. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor Squeaky.
When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Radio X Oasis.
Curated shows, live tracks, B-sides and rare archive recordings.
Warm up for the biggest reunion of all time. With a dedicated station.
Yeah, you got that one right.
Non-stop supersonic anthems are playing now.
On Radio X Oasis.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker. Radio X.
Oasis. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Thieves, welcome to the DCC at 10 to 8 on your Friday morning. Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles for one day only, but very nice to be here. And hope you've had a brilliant week and looking forward to your weekend. Hope you're having a better week than Haribo are having.
Oh, really? Why?
Did you hear about this?
No, what's happened to Haribo?
So Haribo have had to urgently recall some sweets after it turned out they contained cannabis.
Whoa.
I know.
Wowzers.
Apparently, it made lots of people feel a bit unwell. And so they've had to recall them. Apparently, both adults and children felt sick after eating Happy Cola Fizz.
Wow. Gosh.
I just like the image of just a parent going, I gave my five-year-old some Haribo earlier. Yeah. He's been listening to Bob Marley all day. He's eaten seven bowls of cereal. I don't know what's got into him.
Those Haribo adverts are brilliant, aren't they, with the kids getting...
Now, if you were stoned...
Have you got the munchies?
But if you were stoned, you'd be freaking out. Is everybody else seeing this?
Yeah.
It looks a lot like those adults are talking like babies.
Wow.
I know.
How does that happen?
I gave my five-year-old some Haribo earlier. He's watched Anchorman four times today, and he's laughing more every time. you shouldn't worry, because they'll be right now, there'll be people going, Toby, where can I get these Haribo, just so I know how to avoid them?
Yeah, exactly.
It's in the Netherlands, of course.
Oh, right, okay.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'd imagine in the Netherlands, cannabis is in everything. I'm amazed they've recalled them. I'd imagine you could look up just about any dish.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, traces of cannabis in this prawn puree. So anyway, don't worry. It's safe to eat Haribo unless you're listening in the Netherlands, in which case, cannabis-laced Haribo is the least of your worries. This is Mumford & Sons, Rushmere on Radio X.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under streetlight spells, a truth no one can tell. But now it's still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart in the end. Get my head out of the ground. Time don't let us down again. Take me back to empty lawns and nowhere else to go. You say come get lost in a fairground crowd where no one knows your name. There's only honest mistakes. There's no price to a waste it out. There's madness and magic in the rain. There's beauty in the pain. Don't lie to yourself.
Sons, Rushmere on Radio X Friday morning. We were just, it's a bit of a long tangent, but we were talking about Marcus Mumford, Carey Mulligan, Tim Key was in the other day.
Yes.
The film, The Ballad of Wallace Island, I think is out today.
It's today, yeah.
And you've seen it.
It's like I'm doing unofficial PR for it. I'm just telling everybody to go and watch it. Honestly, it's one of the best films I've seen for ages. Honestly, it's great.
As soon as I saw the trailer for it a few months ago, I thought, that looks brilliant.
Yeah.
Love Tim Key. Love Carey Mulligan. Yeah. And it's the other guy, the guy from Afterlife,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Basden. Yeah.
That's the one. Good knowledge.
Yeah.
Good Tom knowledge. Basden. And then I reckon you'd get two on Pointless if there was a picture of him and you had to name him. You've done very well there, Captain.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I remember Jenny Faulkner once was an answer on Pointless.
Right.
And I sent her a photo going, you've made it. You're an answer on Pointless. And then it got like four. And I thought, Jenny Faulkner? That's bad.
If you are a picture on Pointless, you want to be like 92 or something, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to be, you know, properly popular.
Yeah, exactly. Although, who do they ask on Pointless?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it will show like a zebra and then go Z-A. And someone will go, I don't know, got 91? I'm like, 9%. Couldn't name that was a zebra.
Yeah.
So Jenny Faulkner, I wouldn't worry about it too much. No. They can't even name a zebra when they get half the letters. But yeah, The Ballad of Wallace Island, it's out in the cinemas today, so I'm desperate to see that.
You'd love it.
I need to see Mission Impossible.
Yes, very different films.
Yeah. Well, last time I was in the cinema, I went to see Final Destination Bloodlines.
Ah.
It was brilliant.
Was it?
Oh, me and my sister went. My sister and I love the Final Destination films.
Right.
So much. Ever since we were kids. Probably explains a lot. And so we went together to go and see the cinema, and it was great. And not as good as Final Destination, the third one.
Right.
On DVD.
Yeah.
Where you could choose how the person died.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
I was probably about, I don't know, 14.
That's good.
Just choosing whether they fall into the blender or die in the sunbed. You know, yeah.
It does explain.
It does explain a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, it's nearly 8 o'clock, and on the way after 8 o'clock, I have got something very exciting to tell you about.
The Chris Miles Show.
With Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
X.
It was just another day. A familiar drive. Through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend. And he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize. Driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
At Morrison's, for this week's fresh weekly specials, save a third on our British rump steak, now £16 per kilo. So get out the pan, turn up the heat and whip up a storm in the kitchen. Go on, treat yourself and someone you really love to a delicious steak dinner. All without breaking the bank. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores online may vary, subject to availability. Excludes Morrison's Deli, was £24.50 per kilo, ends 5th of June.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Ibiza, Lanzarote and Crete. And relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. So, book now from London Luton Airport with Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronato protected, subject to availability and conditions.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Mm.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
Radio X. News update next.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £185 million.
I think that deserves a whoop whoop. Thank you, faraway person. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Friday morning, just after 8 o'clock, Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles. Just for this morning, this is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, a 53-year-old man will appear in court later, accused of driving a car into a crowd at Liverpool's trophy parade. 79 people were injured on Monday evening. Seven of those are still in hospital. Our reporter Chris Chambers has more on this.
Paul Doyle is facing seven charges in total, one of dangerous driving, then the others relate to injuries sustained by six people at the scene. They are GBH, GBH with intent, and wounding with intent. The police have said he could still face further charges, though, but these are the charges he will face in court today.
In other news this morning, Radio X has found children as young as 14 are thought to be selling knives to others on apps like Snapchat. Retailers are banned from selling to the under-18s, but police say young people are using social media to get around the laws. Snapchat say it's against their rules, and they do remove content if they find it. Donald Trump has been told he can carry on with his